Alright, alright, it's medication time, it's medication time, it's time for another Dark Friday podcast. So it's Dr. Vargas, so we'll be reviewing WWE King of the Ring 1983, which is Wrestler's Tournament, produced by WWE, Wrestler Entertainment. Took place on June 13th, 1983, at the Dayton, another center in Dayton, Ohio. This is the first King of the Ring event. So let me go into this one. I'm doing these ones because the WWE brought back King of the Ring this year, so let me go into this. Here's the King of the Ring quarterfinal match. Bret Hitman hard defeated the bad guy Razor Ramon in a fantastic match. Two thumbs up. One of the best matches on the show, and I thought it was really, really, really good. Then King of the Ring quarterfinal match. Mr. Perfect defeated Mr. Hughes and Harvey Whippleman by disqualification. That was just alright, just kind of there. Then King of the Ring quarterfinal match. Bam and Bigelow defeated Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Again, the match was just kind of there. Then King of the Ring quarterfinal match. The narcissist Lex Luger fought the Native American Tatanka to a time limit draw. Pretty good match. It went overly long, but I thought it was pretty good for what it was. Then the King of the Ring semifinal match. Bret the Hitman Hart defeated Mr. Perfect in another fantastic match. Two thumbs up. This one's probably the match of the night. I thought it was very, very, very solid. In fact, all three of the Bret Hart matches were fantastic on the show, by the way. And the singles match, WWE World Heavyweight Championship. Yokozuna, Mr. Fuji defeated the Immortal Hulk Hogan and Jimmy Hart. After some cameraman blew up his camera in Hogan's face, and Hogan lost because of that stupid trash garbage, but at least the right person won. 8-man tag team match. Smokey Guns, Bart Gunn and Billy Gunn, the Steiner Brothers. Rick and Scott Steiner defeated the Head Shrinkers, Fatu and Samu, and Money Incorporated, Earn Our Shyster, and Teddy Biasi with Afa. It was alright, a little bit short, but not too bad. This singles match for the WWE Intercontinental Championship. Heartbreak Kid Shawn Michaels with Diesel defeated Crush. Not too bad, that was pretty solid for what it was. Then King of the Ring final match, but him and Hart defeated Bam Bam Bigelow to win the title, and then when he got his coronation ceremony, Jerry the King Lawler attacked him. It was just fantastic. Really, really good stuff here, especially the Bret Hart stuff. Peace, peeps, have a good one. Today's podcast, Corn Center, myself, Swarm, Suited On, producer, Joe G's. Peace, peeps, have a good one.